At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for...
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I'm so glad to be here. And you are on Wounded to Wonderful Talk radio show. I'm getting already fumbled already. You see me doing this, right? So I have an exciting guest, I guess, because we talked about her name. I always want to get everyone's name correctly because, you know, you don't want to say anyone's name wrong. But you're at the destination to hear everything real, everything ready about just being empowered in life. So today's guest on Keeping It Real, I'd like to introduce Linda Linda, don't say anything, Linda. Linda Primer Cadu. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yay!
Exactly.
So excited. Doesn't take much for me to be excited. But tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started with today's topic.
Well, hi, everyone. I am delighted to be here today. I am a coach, trainer, speaker with the John Maxwell Foundation.
Okay.
I have started my own business about a year ago called Rise Up. My goal is definitely to inspire, encourage, and support other people in their walk, in their journey, to find a positive mindset, to shift their perspective, and to help create positive growth in their life so that they can move forward. There's always a spot in life where you feel like you're stuck sometimes, or you feel like, oh, my life has passed me by, I'm too old to do this, or I don't like my job. Well, that's where I come in, because I shift energy from a negative to a positive, and I help you change your perspective by seeing things differently and then open doors for you to grow personally, and when you do that, the rest of the world changes with you.
Absolutely. And that just brings us, you did that really well, because that just brings us to today's topic is, what does personal development look like now? And you being a coach and I being a coach, I think this is going to be fantastic. And we want to address the issues with during COVID. Now, I want to say that the definition of personal development is the ongoing assessing of your life's goals and values and building your skills and your qualities to reach your highest potential. So if we keep that in mind as we are talking or discussing this, let's talk about how COVID has, you know, impacted personal development. What have you seen, Linda, as being a coach? What have you seen with your clients?
Well, I see a lot more focus on personal well-being, mental health,
right,
and trying to shift into another gear, okay, trying to refocus into something that was unplanned, unexpected, and a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I see a lot more people being a lot more cognitive of how they're feeling.
Right.
Their emotional well-being, their physical well-being, for
right,
sure. They're spending a lot more time at home. I see a lot of people putting a lot more effort into personal growth. I think they see a lot more places they need to change. When you're so busy and you work all the time,
mm-hmm,
you're working outside the home, you have family, you get caught up in that world and you say, oh, I don't have time to exercise. Oh, I don't have time to eat right. And oh, I don't have time to this and this,
right,
and this and this. I would love to have time to read a book. Now they have more time. And now I see where people are starting to use that time. First, it was a big vacation. Everybody's taking time off and,
yeah,
you know, just doing nothing.
Right.
Pajama day for a week. But now I see people are starting to move into wanting to do more webinars, wanting to read more books,
right,
wanting to watch more videos on feeling better,
right,
learning new things.
Right. I see a lot of, with my clients, I see a lot of creativity. I never let them say to me, I don't have time, because everybody has time for what they want to have time for. It's just your, I guess your, not your responsibility, but what you think is important. So, you know, you'll have time for those things, you know. Okay, if I'm, my perspective is I have time to, you know, I'm only focused on my job and my success. I know that if I do this job great here today, I'm going to have great success and everybody's going to notice me. And forget this, like, they start right away. As soon as they get out of the bed, sometimes they up with the phone. They you know, they don't even take time to, like, let's take, like, 10 cleansing breaths, you know. No. Let's drink a glass of water. No, got to get right on the ground running. And I think...
Yeah.
Personal development during COVID has slowed that down for them to wake up and say, wow, I was wasting a whole lot of time doing things that were not important. And I see a lot of creativity. You know how we're creative. We'll take a crayon and make it. If we had one crayon, we would create something with it. You know, make something. We'd do something with one thing. As adults, we get so bogged down and of the thoughts that people tell us that we have responsibilities. We can't be creative being an adult. No way.
That's right. The things that you believe, are they the things that you believe or the things that you were told to?
Yes. And so that is what I'm saying, is that truth that you just said is what now people are realizing, that's not what I believe. At all. It's what somebody told me.
They've had all of this time for self-awareness.
Yes.
Sit and think, because I'll use my own example. I lost my job in April,
mm-hmm,
totally out of the blue.
Right.
Like, one day I'm on a sales meeting call,
uh-huh,
and everything's fine, and the next day you don't have a job.
Right.
And it took me a while to actually grasp the fact that,
mm-hmm,
I'm not getting up to go to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And once I got more aware of what that meant for me,
mm-hmm,
I realized, I'm not sure I want to do that anyway.
Right.
Do I want to go back to a 9-to-5
right,
job? I'm not sure I want to.
Right.
So because of that, I opened up my world and went, well, now I have a lot more time to dig into what I really love.
Right. Yeah.
And people are seeing that. And I think that when the call to come back to work, a lot of people were like,
maybe not. Because I was one of them. I was like, oh, maybe not. No, no.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's that what you just said. It's just that I was able to open my world, you know, and your world is like looking in a mirror. And I know, as a personal coach yourself, I know that you always think, you think about, like, you know, when you are teaching something, you want to make sure you're doing it. So we're like the mirror, like they're the mirrors of what we are. So when you're saying something or you're teaching something, they have to look in the mirror for themselves. You know, you can only say it, you can only tell them or explain to them this is what it's supposed to look like, or what do you think it should look like. They really have to build on those things themselves. They have to like look in the mirror and say, hey, what is my world? What do I want it to look like?
Yeah, what I want it to look like is this what I'm happy with? Is mm-hmm. this what I'm satisfied with? Or is there something else?
Right.
And the pandemic itself created a lot of negativity,
right.
and a lot of people saw nothing but bad.
Yeah.
But when you really stop and break it down, the pandemic brought a lot of very, very good things.
People
really, really realized what they had to offer and
Absolutely.
How flexible they could be and how much they actually really knew in their head and how mm-hmm. much they had to put out there to the world and say, hey, you know what? I actually know how to do this.
Right.
They became experts in things they didn't even know that they knew how to do.
Absolutely.
And I see that as being personal development. Like they really stepped up their game
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
For the most part, I saw that. I saw people pivoting in businesses
mm-hmm.
That blew my mind, really
yeah.
blew my mind, you know, that they totally went 180 and said, oh, this is not going to kill us. This is not going to crush us. We will rise from this. We'll find a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Of course.
That kind of creativity,
yeah.
that got sparked
mm-hmm.
from the COVID.
Right.
You know, my grandmother used to say, necessity is the mother of all invention.
Mm-hmm.
And that proved to be true when people
were
complacent to do things this way because we've always done it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pandemic hit. They had no choice but to tap into that creativity. It's a do or die situation
yeah.
now.
Right.
And most of them rose to the occasion.
Absolutely.
I was impressed.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I think the second part of this is relationships were changed. The relationship values. Not only you as one person were developed or found creativity, if you have a whole household of people, now everyone's like, the children are finding development, personal development. They're finding what they can do. And you actually creating a stronger relationship. Let's talk about the relationship part of being of the personal development, because, you know, personal development, it sounds like it's just one way, but it really isn't. It's like,
oh no.
Oh, it's all over.
it's actually three parts.
Yeah.
Your spiritual, your physical, and your mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a part of your personal development.
Right.
You can't if you just develop yourself physically,
right,
and not your mind,
right,
then you're shortchanging yourself. You know, you're
right.
just going to be muscly. That's it. You know, your brain is just going to be shriveled up.
Yes.
So it's all of those things. And in that relationship aspect,
mm-hmm.
I saw people, children especially,
mm-hmm.
adapt to a new understanding of what it meant
mm-hmm.
to have a hug,
right.
what it meant to have interaction.
Right,
with
yes.
By taking it away,
right.
it became important. It
right.
became a part that you never realized was actually feeding
right.
you.
Exactly.
And people became more compassionate. They became more kind, more
yes.
understanding. They were giving more grace.
Of course.
Than prior to. We were all too busy to give anybody grace.
Oh, yes. No.
We had high expectations.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, on them, not on us.
Go, you know.
Yes.
Cracking the whip and all
yeah.
that stuff. Now it's like, you know what? Let it slide.
Yeah.
Not that important anymore.
Right, it isn't.
Pick your battles.
It isn't.
I watched parents go, you know what? Let's just let that one go this
yeah.
time.
Right.
You know, this it's not that important. Right. So he stays up an extra half an hour.
Right.
What's the big deal
right.
now?
Right.
Whereas before it was always on task because you have a schedule and
right.
you're going to follow it through and everybody's got to be on time.
Right.
Yeah, I think the whole thing kind of, I saw it like, they'll go, ooh.
Yeah, like
everybody
the whole
took
world
a big breath.
Breathed. Yeah, like the whole
yeah.
world took a big breath and said, okay, what's important? What needs to be done? You know, reevaluation, like you said, reevaluation, pivoting, you know, just thinking of new ideas, like integrating new things. I think that we saw that, and we still are seeing it, you know, and not we're not talking like everything is great, because there has been a rise on other things like, you know, domestic
yeah.
violence and, you know, because those are emotional things. And being with somebody in close quarters, you're going to learn a whole lot. Even yourself, just learning about yourself, you know, you're gonna learn regardless. You're not learn. I mean, you would have to be asleep all the time, not watch anything, and you would have to go into a deep, like a cocoon or something, in order not to learn something about yourself. You know,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
You'd have to. So yes, you find out that there's on the bad side, you find out that, you know, you're an emotional wreck, you know, and being inside with that person, it's not the person, it's you. It's really, you know, you just said, you know, a little crazy. And I know you talked about energy and emotions is nothing but energy going nuts inside your body. Like if you don't know how to focus it and bring it out, all it does is ping, 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 ping inside your body, and pretty soon your body's doing crazy things that you don't want it to do.
That's
and you,
true.
And your mouth is
That's
doing
true.
Things that you don't want, you don't, you're saying things you don't want it to say because you're not, the energy is not focused. So
that's
So I could see what you're talking about that. Let's talk about the energy of personal development, since we're on that side. The energy of personal development. How do we get there now that we know that all, you know, some of these things happened during COVID, and it's important to know that. So there might be some listeners today that don't know what to do with this energy. They're still feeling the same way. They feeling some kind of, you know, type of downtroddenness. And where do they begin to kind of develop personally? Where do they start?
My suggestion would be to, for me personally, is what I would do
mm-hmm.
is I would confront my biggest fears first.
Right. Okay.
What is it that is causing me to have this pent up energy or
mm-hmm.
the stress or the anxiety?
Right.
Face it front on. And acknowledge your emotions, acknowledge your feelings.
Right.
Give yourself the grace to say, I'm feeling this way. Maybe I don't know why, but it's okay to feel this way for now.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I don't sit here, pitch a tent, and live here forever.
Right.
Right?
You're right.
But to actually acknowledge that you feel them.
Right.
And same for other people. You
Absolutely.
Have to acknowledge that they have legitimate feelings. They're having emotions that they never experienced before because we've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all new to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that stop and take a deep breath.
Right.
Acknowledge exactly what you're feeling. I like to write stuff down.
Yeah.
I'm a writer.
Right.
I write down what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
When I read it, I'm either very, very shocked that, wow, I didn't even know I felt that. I just wrote words. But I feel those things.
Yeah.
Then you can look at it and then you can acknowledge that you feel them. I think
yeah.
once you acknowledge your feelings
mm-hmm.
and your fears and you face them, then I think you can take that deep breath and go, okay, now where do I go from here and take
right.
that next step.
Right.
And once you realize that what you need to work on, where it is, you'll
right.
see it in your list. Then you take the step to say, okay, I should probably read a book on this.
Yeah.
Whether that's focus or whether it's getting a good schedule so
mm-hmm.
that you're not up all night and in bed all day. Because
right.
when you turn your life upside down, you get out of focus. You get out of sync.
Right.
And I witnessed that in myself, not knowing the days of the week.
Yeah.
Because I work from Monday to Friday, You looked for Friday. That's what your goal was, to get to Friday.
Get to Friday,
and you had a schedule. You get up at this time. You did this. You went to work. You did this. You came home. You did this.
Yeah.
And when that's taken away from you,
right,
then you're getting up whenever.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting dressed. You're not doing hair. You're not doing makeup.
Right.
All of those things will give you inside problems.
Right. Right.
The energy that you were putting into doing those things shifts inside, and then you're all jittery and you're all like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
And I think that helps. If you put yourself back on a good schedule, you have an agenda, you say, I'm going to accomplish this today. Even if it's just, have breakfast, I'm going to make cookies, and I'm going to put a pot roast in.
Right.
If you say, I'm going to do those three things, and you do them, congratulations, pat yourself on the back. You just successfully completed your task for today, and you'll feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, step by step. Small steps really, really, really matter. I think we put too much emphasis on the bigger step. The large step. Oh, like we see that big goal over there. Do you know it takes tiny steps to get there? Like you have to do certain things you have to do to get there. And you're looking at, oh, I got it. I have to do this, and it's a big goal. And you have to break it down.
How to eat an elephant. One bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
And that's exactly how
that's great.
Do that big goal. You break it down. You do it a little bit at a time.
That's great.
Every day, you'll feel that much better.
Yeah.
And you'll see you're accomplishing things.
Mm-hmm.
You're developing. You are actually doing personal development.
Right. How to eat an elephant.
One bite at a time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. It's,
that's the way you do it.
Yeah, it's absolutely the way you do it. So let's, how do you, as a life coach, how do you incorporate a lot of what you just told us? How do you incorporate that and in the steps you take during a life coach session?
For me, I focus on questions.
Gotcha.
Very good questions. Questions that would get my client to find the answers themselves.
Okay.
I'm not your dictionary, not your encyclopedia.
Thesaurus.
Yeah. So I ask the questions.
Right.
What do you want to do?
Right.
And if they don't know what they want to do, and then I go back and I say, okay, if you knew you couldn't fail,
right,
what would you attempt to do?
Right.
There's your true passion. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you try to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, I want to do this, and I say, okay, what if I told you that you can only do three of these things? What three things would you let go?
Right.
And if they were, I don't know, and okay, I'm taking this away. How do you feel about that?
Right, yeah.
Because how you feel about losing something tells you how much it means to you.
Right.
So for me, it's all about the questions. Asking the questions where they answer from their heart.
Mm-hmm.
They answer from what they feel, and then they go, I didn't realize I felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or I didn't even know I could make that step. I didn't even know I wanted to make that step. But it's asking the questions.
Right.
Then you direct them. Okay, so you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What are the steps that you think you need to take to make that happen for you? And then some homework. I always suggest that, here's three things that I'd like for you to do toward that goal for the next time we meet. So it's all about the questions. And if you don't have a coach, I would suggest you get one, first of all. But if you're going to do this on your own, ask yourself the important questions.
Mm-hmm.
What do I love to do?
Right.
What do I really hate doing?
Right.
What, like, if I knew I had to be stuck doing one thing for the rest of my life,
would it be?
would it be what I'm doing now?
Right.
I think, I had said that to myself in my job one time.
Yeah.
If I have to do this job for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be miserable. Right. And if that's how you feel about your job, it's not the right job.
It's not. It's a time waster. And I think I wanted to go back to it's an ongoing assessment. It's not something, like you just said, you were working at your job, then April came and there was no job. Like, so it's ongoing. It's, you know, personal development is ongoing and it's assessing as you're ongoing. And that is so important to remember. The other thing...
It is definitely it's constant growth.
Right, exactly.
As long as there's change in the world, which there always,
always will be, right?
You will be required to constantly grow, to adjust your sails to the wind that blows.
Right.
You know, you're not always going to go in one direction. You're
no.
going to have to be flexible. Right. And you're going to have to recognize those things when they come to you. Like when I lost my job, I needed to recognize it as being an opportunity,
right.
not a devastation.
Right, right.
Right. You have to see the things in a different
right.
perspective.
Right.
And, you know, shifting your perspective is not always easy to
no.
do. Sometimes it's
not no. You're right.
Having a coach definitely helps, Edna. You know that. I
right.
mean, I have been basically coaching my mom for almost 2 years now when we lost my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through a really rough patch. And I mean, after over 50 years of marriage, she knew nothing else but to be with him. Life changed
mm-hmm.
suddenly.
Right.
And she needed to learn how to adapt. And it didn't come natural to her.
Right.
And it don't come natural to everybody.
No.
But in the process of talking things through and asking questions and her getting to ask questions and her getting to say how she really felt.
Right.
And it helped her adjust her direction and say, I still have a purpose.
Right.
After all of this time, my purpose was my family and now I'm alone. I still have a purpose. It's
yeah.
just a matter of finding where that is.
Right.
So you have to be willing to move
right.
with the tide and with the winds that
yeah,
blow
that's
for
right.
sure.
Absolutely.
And find the positive where there is a negative.
There's none, right. And the final portion I would love to talk about is the business part. Your personal development in your career, your personal development as a person affects your career, affects you if you're going into business. Let's talk about that developing part that I know that is so important to have, because no matter what business you pick, let's just say it's I want to sell products of some sort. I'll pick something, maybe vitamins. I don't like vitamins.
Well, I'll
pick
one.
Yeah, pick vitamins, okay? And if my attitude, if my mindset, if my my personal life here is not conducive to what these vitamins say, or if I've never tried the vitamins, and my thought was, I want to work, I want to do this because I can make money. I see the money potential in it. Everyone sees, listen, money is, that's the way the world goes. But when you see something... and you're getting involved, your personal development starts in your mind, as you said. It's mind work. And if your intention is wrong when you're working your career and your business, or you're being an entrepreneur, or anything that has to do with progressing and touching other people's lives, that has to be right. That personal part has to be right. Let's talk about, because nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about we have to line up here and here. In order to sell a product, to do a service. We can't be the opposite of what... If I'm looking at you and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, right? If I'm looking at you, I'm going to say, what is she doing? I want to do what she's doing. I want to have what she's having. I want that pill. I want that vitamin that she's selling. Because it looks good on her.
Yeah.
But if you're opposite of that... There needs to be some new evaluations, like you said. You need to address that. So let's talk about that part of the negative part, not being part of personal development. You need to have this up here, right?
Well, I don't think that a lot of people realize how important it is. You don't actually ever sell a product.
Nope.
The product, you sell you.
Right.
Okay, so the first thing that people buy is you.
Right.
They buy trust in you.
Right.
And if you are not in the right frame of mind, you don't present as being, I don't want to say an authority or
right.
an expert, but has been a servant.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because people want to know you care.
Right.
What's the saying? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah, right.
And they buy that.
Yeah.
They buy you. They buy
right.
your personality. They buy your vibe.
Right.
That's what they buy.
Right.
And because you present well and you say, you know, I'm using this.
Right.
And it shows. You
mm-hmm.
can talk it. You can say it.
Mm-hmm.
It shows. People that sell hair products. If somebody tries to sell you a hair product and they have, you're not buying their
you're
hair product.
You're not
going to
buy it, no.
They're the first thing that you see. You
mm-hmm.
buy the image.
Right, right.
And it's important. So if you're going to be in business,
mm-hmm.
you need to be in business for people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to serve people
mm-hmm.
because that's where the loyalty comes from.
Right.
They buy you.
Right.
They don't buy your business. They buy you. They like you. They
right.
come back because they like you because
right.
you are presenting as a whole person.
Right.
You have your mind is solid. Your body is solid. You know what you're doing.
Right.
You know, you look put together.
Right.
You know what you're doing.
Right. And we're not saying everything's perfect either. We're not saying that. We're not saying
no
perfect, you know.
I think it's your self-awareness.
Right.
It's how you feel in you.
You can tell.
Because what you put out there is what comes back to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you're feeling positive and you're feeling confident and you put that out there,
mm-hmm.
that's what people want.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, that I think that your
mind
needs to be in the right place to believe
right.
that it's not about the money, even
right.
if it is.
Yeah.
You switch your focus to
right.
it being more about the people
than you. Right. And I think to add to your what you've said, I think it's important that we serve ourselves first. A lot of us try to solve everybody else's problem. I was one of them. I try to solve everyone else's problems to solve my own. And, you know, there's a saying that said, go back to your first love. Your first love is you. Because when I remember distinctly when I was, as a child, I wasn't afraid of anything. Not one thing. I would jump in a tree and there'd be nothing under me and I'd swear I'm going to land on my feet. And I did because I didn't break any bones back then. But, you know, we loved ourselves. We trusted in ourselves. And we have to go back to that. We have to go back to that, take care of ourselves first. And then that will radiate to other people because they'll say, oh, everything is not peaches and cream around them. But tell you what, they are working on it. They are doing what they need to do. So just the fact of taking care of yourself, loving yourself first, then helping everyone else afterward. And I hear a lot of people say, I said, you know, I ask a question, what is it that you would like to do? What is it that you're searching for? What do you think your purpose is? Serve people. I said, you know how many people want to serve people? No, we're here to serve people. We can't do without one another, whether you know it or not. So I said, that's a broad, bring it in. What is it that you really want to do? You know, how can you serve people with your skills? What do you have that you can give to somebody? And when you ask somebody that later on in life, they'd be like, whew, that's pretty heavy. What? And you get the puzzle look, and I said, you can create your own life. You know that, right? What? And what? What are you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
So
it is your life.
It is your life, and that's the point, is it is your life. Coaching gets you to the thought, wait a minute. It is my life. So I have control. You start thinking, wait, I have control of my own life? Like, I have the potential to do this, this, and this. You know, so coaching, life coaching of any type will open that up for you. Like, you will start having, like, pops of, you know, aha moments all over the place.
Yeah, light bulbs going off everywhere.
Everywhere. Like this, and everything's so bright. So, what did I say all that for? I don't know, but we're talking good. I don't know, but it's empowering. I will say that we have empowered you. But I wanted to say, if you don't have anything else to say, I need to mention somebody. So if you don't have anything to say, Linda, do you have anything
else? Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so it was my birthday just recently.
I know.
And a beautiful friend of mine, I met her at a networking event, and right away kind of hit it off. Her name is Melinda, by the way, which is a derivative of both me and your name. And she does like business cards, no, greeting cards to kind of bring people back together. So she sent me this today, and I was like, what did she send me? So she sent me Melinda Epstein. I just want to say thank you. She sent me a little card today and a little thingy for solar power. Bobblehead. So it says, sorry, traffic was slow. Happy belated birthday. I was so happy to get this. So I just wanted to mention Melinda today because she's always thinking about me. And I think, thank God for beautiful friends. And
absolutely. You know. And I tell you, you will not get far in this life without the support of a good inner circle.
You won't.
That is absolutely fact number one.
All right.
If you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you go with a friend.
That's good. Where's my pen? I need to write that down.
I am 100% behind that statement.
Yeah.
I believe in supporting others to get where they want to go. Mm-hmm. What I can do, my career was administration, project administration, coordination. So I have a lot of administrative skills. Mm-hmm. If somebody said to me, could you do up a document for me like this for my business? I'm there.
Right.
I got your back.
Right.
If I can do it.
Right.
And you ask, I'm doing it for you.
Right.
Not because I want anything from you, but because you succeeding makes me feel good. I am glad to help you succeed.
Yes, and that's amazing.
That's important thing to remember.
Yes.
In business and in personal development, if you want people to be there for you, you need to be there for them.
Yes. Please, that is so, that we forget that part because we feel we're on our own ladder, and we're actually not. We're actually sharing the same stinking ladder. That's so funny because we all have to go up the same steps and come down. If we do something wrong, we're going to slide down. But it's important to remember that you are not, you can't do this alone. And I like your statement. I want to write it down because I'm adding that. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far,
go with a friend.
Go with a friend. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, very, very strong supporter.
Yes.
Of that statement, and I live it every day in my life.
Yeah, me too.
And whether that's your family, whether that's your friends, whether that's your business, people in business that you know, business connections that you know, that's where it's at. That's where you're going to see the most personal development.
It is
when you help develop others.
Right, and I think I have had the most. Greatest, I guess, success by doing that, lifting other people up, lifting and motivating other people, especially during this time, just lifting and motivating people and not thinking, okay, I got to get a dollar out of this, I got to get money out of this, I got to get this, and every time that I've done that, things have come back to me, without me asking, without me having to worry, and I appreciate that, you know, a lot, the people that come into my life, I appreciate them, and I tell them, I'm one of those ones, you can't shut me up, like, yeah, I love you, you know, peace, love, and happiness, you know, I'll say it, And
amen. I appreciate
people because you may not see them. You know, again, I remember I was in the hospital one time and there was this beautiful couple, older couple. They had to be in 70 or 80. And she was beautiful. She was walking and she had this beautiful salt and pepper hair. And he was, like, she was holding her husband's arm. She was a little short woman. And he was tall. And he was, like, holding her, making sure. And he had his hand. She had his hand here, but he had his other hand on top of her hand holding it. And I looked at her. She had these beautiful blue eyes. That's how bad I was looking. I was, like, looking deeply into her. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she has these beautiful eyes. And I'm looking at her. And she gave me a smile. And I said, you look amazing. You know? And she was like, thank you. I was like, no, you really do. I might not be able to say it again, you know, because I won't be able to see you. But when you, it's like, that's the energy you want to give out to, you want that back. You know, you want that
absolutely.
Back. And if you don't do that, you know, it bothers me when people walk by each other and connect and they don't say anything to each other. That's such a waste of energy. It's such,
isn't it?
So bad. It's so bad. But it's all part of personal
growth. Never miss an opportunity.
Yes.
To tell someone that they look great.
Yes.
That you appreciate them. You
right.
love them.
Right.
You care about them. And that you want the best for them.
Right.
You never know when you're not going to have that opportunity.
Right.
Right? Especially people in your life.
Exactly.
We have this little thing. I have two adult children,
mm-hmm.
and we never, never end a conversation without saying, I love you.
Me too.
Always. Because
me
I want
too.
That to be, if
the
I
last
never speak
word.
To you again, I want that to be the last thing that you heard me say.
Right. Yeah.
And
yep.
people think we're a little bit strange. But,
no, it's absolutely
you know?
The right thing to do. My son, I remember arguing with my son about something, and he was arguing with me, and I told him how I felt, and then he said, no, Mom, I'm just trying to tell you, explain to you, blah, blah, blah. This is how I felt. And I said, well, I explained it to you. So, and I said, well, I'm, you know, sorry you feel that way. But I wouldn't change what I did. So he says, okay, Mom, all right. And he said, okay, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Now, we both
yeah.
met each other. And I said, well, I love you too. And
yeah.
and that keeps things, because I don't want, if they, God forbid, if something happened, that would be the last thing, you know, we're arguing and he doesn't hear I love you. But I tell my
yeah.
kids that all the time. Don't ever not say I love you
yeah.
to anyone. Anyone
yeah,
if you have an opportunity.
Compliment people. There's no charge to compliment
amen
people.
To that, girl. That's
why can't you say I love your shoes?
Exactly.
That's a very nice bag. You know, your hair looks gorgeous today.
Exactly.
I love those earrings.
Exactly.
Why
can't
you say
you?
That?
Because it's our ego. It's our ego. And that's part of personal development, too. That ego has to come down a whole lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because
don't put yourself first. It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's like people need to realize that, yeah, you care about yourself. You love yourself.
Right.
You respect yourself. But you're not put here
mm-hmm.
to live on an island by yourself to just be you.
Right.
The reason that we have the ability to have arms to hug.
Right.
Use them. Like, if you're
exactly.
around to hug, what are you doing with them? I wave mine around all the time.
Me too. I'm like this too. Yeah. And we don't realize that stuff. We don't take that into account that that's part of personal development. And we're gonna close with this. Personal development also is not saying, because we just talked about it, saying, and that's complimenting, you know, inspiring, motivating, talking to, admonishing, and empowering other people. And then there's a negative part of that, that personal development really needs to happen is you not speaking to someone or giving someone a compliment, or as we talk about hugging, we're not doing any of that. It's because there's something going on with your personal development. Because a baby, no matter if they've never been hugged, will hug.
Yeah.
Automatically. Even if they're being hurt by the person that they're hugging, they're going to hug them. So with us, we get away from that because, you know, this is the way I am. Personal development's a lot of work. It's ongoing. It's life-changing. And as you said, it's as life changes, because it does.
It does.
You have to be able to change and go with it.
Yeah, adapt.
Adapt. And with that being said, this is Edna J. White and
Linda Primer-Kedu.
Kedu. Signing off. Thank you guys so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So we're going to do that.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.